Please stand as you are able and join in the call to worship. Rejoice and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad. Heaven and earth will never be the same. Rejoice and be glad. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Please remain standing and join us in singing hymn number 123, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Since sin and death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, we will be made alive in Christ. Trusting in that promise of God, let us confess our sin. Gracious God, we have heard the good news, how on the third day Christ rose again. Still we look for the living among the dead. You rolled away the stone from the tomb. Still we look for the living among the dead. You sent messengers to proclaim the gospel. Still we look for the living among the dead. You were faithful to your promise. You have done wonderful things. Still we look for the living among the dead. Forgive us, Lord, we pray. Teach us to trust your promise and to believe the good news of salvation. Christ is alive. Jesus is risen from the dead. Amen. When Christ comes to reign, he will put an end to every ruler, every power, every authority. He will put every enemy under his feet, and the last enemy to be destroyed is death. As we wait that great and glorious day, we rejoice in the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. You may be seated. Please join me in prayer. Living God, by your Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see the new light of this day. Open our lips to tell of the empty tomb. Open our hearts to believe the good news. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Old Testament reading today will be Psalms Chapter 118, verses 1 through 2, and then verses 14 through 24. It can be found on page 565 of the Old Testament in your pew Bibles. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I might enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Good morning. Good morning. We want to welcome everybody who is in the sanctuary this morning, especially those who are family visiting from out of town. We want to welcome you here, and we want to welcome the people who are watching at home online, a hearty welcome. We want to thank everyone who has given memorial or honorary flowers to adorn the sanctuary this morning. Thank you very much. We want to thank the ladies who put on the breakfast buffet. They outdid Golden Corral, did a fantastic job. So thank you very much. Want to thank the elders for donating the pens this morning and bookmarks. If you didn't get one, there's a basket with those out in the entryway. So please pick one up on your way out to take one home. Keep it in the car, in your purse, whatever is convenient. So please do that. And we want to thank our musicians this morning. There is more to come, and there's a surprise at the end. Our scripture this morning comes from Luke chapter 24, the first 12 verses. But on the first day of the week, at the early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. Well, they were perplexed about this. Suddenly, two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He isn't not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his word. We come to this morning's scripture from our side of the resurrection. It's kind of like reading the last chapter of a book. So we know the ending before reading the beginning. Let's take a few minutes to look at the resurrection from the other side. In other words, leading up to the empty tomb. We're already aware that there are a group of women who would be coming to the tomb. Who were these women? Well, if we look in Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, We'll find out a little bit about these women. Luke writes, "Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza, and Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their own resources." So the women who came to the tomb were not just any group of women. These women had been following Jesus and the disciples, and out of their own purses, financially providing for the needs of Jesus' ministry. We might think of them as the first church women's group. They set the example for those who would follow to financially support the ongoing outreach ministry of the church. These women had a vested interest in Jesus' ministry. Some today would put this in modern language: they had some skin in the game. Jesus put it this way: where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. In their day and time, there were no morticians to prepare the body for burial. And as we know, proper preparation of Jesus' body had been postponed because of the Sabbath, on which no work was to be done. The women had gathered together those things needed for a proper burial: the nard and the spices like myrrh. Luke gives us their testimony. The women gathered on the first day of the week at early dawn. Here they come mourning, but also in love, to do their work, to minister to the one whom they had followed and loved. They arrive at the tomb to find a surprise. The stone had already been rolled away from the entrance to the tomb. They went in and they did not find Jesus' body. Now there's another surprise. Suddenly, two men in dazzling white clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified. This was not an unusual reaction. Remember with me the scene of Jesus' birth. Remember the scene with me. The shepherds are in the field, watching their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The women came to the tomb expecting to find the dead body of Jesus. Instead of a dead body, they were confronted by an empty tomb and two men in dazzling white with this message: "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" He is not here. He is risen. This message of good news of the gospel requires a response. These words of the two men require a response from us this morning. There are three possible responses. First, we can stay bewildered. We can let this event knock us flat and stay there. Second, you can look at the facts and ignore them. You can live in denial. Obviously, an empty tomb does not mean that Jesus rose from the dead. Someone could have come and stolen his body. It is against science to say that a person came back to life after being dead for 3 days. Maybe Jesus was drugged. and came back to himself while in the tomb. Third, you can be knocked flat on your back, but assimilate this new information and eventually pick yourself up. You embrace this new truth and then reassess life in light of this new evidence. We face a problem in making a response because we are not surprised enough by the resurrection. The empty tomb is part of our lives. As believing the earth is round and revolves around the sun, we believe the resurrection happened and it has become a part of our routine. The resurrection is not shocking to us. It does not make us reevaluate everything else we know. The truth is that the resurrection should make us reevaluate everything else we know. We should not live tomorrow the same way that we have lived in the past. The resurrection calls us to change. And we all know how we tend to react to change. We resist it. There is a story, and I'm not mocking anyone, so just take it for what it is. But there's a story told about how many Presbyterians does it take to change a light bulb? Well, it takes five. It takes one on the ladder to change the light bulb, and it takes the other four to feel how bad they will miss the old light bulb. The women who came to the tomb had forgotten what Jesus had said about the resurrection. So one of the men dressed in white said, "Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day to rise again." The men in white call on us to remember this morning. What are we supposed to remember? We are to remember what he told us. We are to remember what he had done and taught. We are to remember the meals that Jesus had in fellowship with others. We are to remember his healings and his parables, the bent women and the lepers. And finally, we are to remember the resurrection. The women remembered, and then they believed. What did the women do when they believed? They went and they witnessed to the 11 disciples. We sometimes underestimate the importance of our witness to others. Recall with me for a moment how the witness of someone else has affected your life. Think of the things in your life that were taught to you by your parents. We all have traditions that have been passed down from one generation to the next. After worship today, you may share some of those traditions. It might be a menu item for a family meal today. I'm reminded of a story. It involves ham, and some of you will be having ham for some time to dinner today, or maybe you had it yesterday as family. There was this young couple, and the wife got one of those, Sugardale log hams that are like this big, and she cut the ends of the ham off. And her husband asked her, he said, "Why did you cut the ends of the ham off?" "Well, Mom always cut the ends of the ham off." And he said, why don't you go talk to your mom and find out why she cut the ends of the ham off? And so she went to her mom, and she said, Mom, why do you cut the ends of the ham off? And she says, I don't know, your grandmother always did it. She cut the ends of the ham off. And so she said, why don't you ask your grandma why she cut the ends of the ham off? So she goes and talks to her grandma, and she says, Grandma, why did you always cut the ends of the ham off? And she says, well, you know, when we were first married, we had this one pan, and the ham wouldn't fit in, so I cut both ends of the ham off. Another tradition you may have is having an Easter egg hunt. We had one in our family yesterday. It might mean candy baskets. Your family does things because your grandparents did them, your parents did them, and now you're doing them, and someday your children or your grandchildren are going to do them. As important as those traditions are to us and to our families, our witness to each other, to each generation, about the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ surpasses that importance. I'd like to share with you a story this morning that demonstrates passing on the resurrection story. There's a first-year student in the Catholic seminary who is told by the dean that they should plan to preach a sermon in chapel the following day. He had never preached a sermon before, and he was nervous, and he was afraid, and he stayed up all night, and in the morning, he didn't have a sermon. He stood in the pulpit, looked at his classmates, and said, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" All of them shook their heads, "No." And he said, "Neither do I. The service has ended. Go in peace." The dean was not happy. "I'll give you another chance tomorrow, and you had better have a good sermon." Again, he stayed up all night. And again, he couldn't come up with a sermon. And the next morning, he stood in the pulpit, and he asked, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" The students all nodded their heads, "Yes." "Then there's no reason to tell you," he said. "The service has ended. Go in peace." Now the dean was very angry. "I'll give you one more chance. And if you don't have a sermon tomorrow, I'm going to ask you to leave the seminary." Again, no sermon came. He stood in the pulpit the next day and asked, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" Half of the students nodded yes. The other half shook their heads no. The student preacher then announced, "Those who know, tell those who don't know. The service has ended. Go in peace." The seminary dean walked over to the student, put his arm around the student's shoulders, and said, "Those who know, tell those who don't know. Today, the gospel has been proclaimed." This morning you came to worship having some idea of what I would read from the Bible and what I might say. So I say to you what the student said to the other seminary students. Those who know, go and tell those who don't know. Let us be in the spirit of prayer. O Lord and Heavenly Father, give us the courage and the strength to go and tell those who don't know what we do know. You've placed that challenge before us. Help us do that with excitement, with enthusiasm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Those who choose are welcome to stand for hymn number 113, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. At this time, we'll share the affirmation of faith. For those of you who may be visiting, there are pew cards like this in the pews with the Apostles' Creed traditional printed on it. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we have our prayers of the people. Do you have some joys or concerns you would like to share this morning? All right, well, let us be in the spirit of prayer. O Lord, how great it is to gather in your house and to praise you with song and with instruments in many different ways. We lift up, O Lord, to you our prayers. We pray for those in our families who may be ill. those who are suffering maybe with cancer or heart disease or diabetes or some other tragic illness. We give thanks, O Lord, for the gift of family, that we're going to go out to eat, or we're going to go to mom and dad's house or grandma and grandpa's, and we're going to share a meal around the table and share stories and what's going on in our lives. We give you praise and thanks for that. And we give you thanks for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Help us, O Lord, to give our testimony. For all these things we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you'll... If you would, those who choose, please stand, for our hymn is number 118, The Day of Resurrection. Those who know, go and tell those who don't know. And at this time, I ask that you be seated. And our musicians have a fantastic piece of music to share with us this morning, and ask that we be seated for this time.